Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Mark chapter 11, I would like to read from verse number 1 right down to where the Spirit of the Lord will tell us to stop. Maybe somewhere around verse number 10 or 11. Somebody's blessed. I'm going to take a long time to read. We are not reading the tree. Follow if you have a tree Bible. After that, we'll try and then have the other scriptures done in tree. But the Bible says that, and when they had come near Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way unto the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man should say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, and straight away he will send him either. And they went their way and found a colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. Tell somebody, two ways met. And they loosed him. And a certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing a colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garment on him, and he sat upon him. Tell somebody, he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the tree and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. This morning, somebody is blessed. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Somebody is blessed. Today I'll be speaking on what manner of love part 2B. What manner of love part 2B. Remember, that is our prophetic theme for the month of April. Tell somebody, what manner of love is this? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment. We believe this is yet another glorious, most defining and acceptable and most enriching time within the hours we are spending before you. We've had wonderful time in singing, but that is not the deal. We've had times where we have fellowship with one another. As a matter of fact, we are happy to see one another, but that is not the reason for the gathering. We have only gathered just to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, speak like never before. Let your word move into every heart like never before. Pierce the heart and bring the transformation that is expected. Holy Spirit, come and brood over your word. And let your word bring illumination, understanding. Let your word bring the change we need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. We are so grateful to God for such a wonderful day. I believe this is one of the remarkable days in the Christian calendar. everywhere, every church, every corner, you hear people crying Hosanna in the streets. You have people holding palm branches and waving it, kind of in a celebrative mood. Everybody is excited about this day and are so happy and to see this day happening. And sometimes it becomes like a ritual, and sometimes it becomes a routine. Every day Palm Sunday goes and Palm Sunday comes, one year after the other, we come back celebrating what it means for Jesus to journey right from Bethany to the place of Jerusalem, where the Bible makes it clear that he went to face the cross and to die such a shameful death, and that as a result of that, all of us have been brought into Christ, and we have been made to become sons of God. The Bible talks about it in our key scripture that says that in 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 1, he says that what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. We should be called the sons of Simon Shet or Dokwa. A jano edia doyen say yen so obe frey yen onyan coupon emma. A bray emra, baby biara, a sorry bebre mo, ufa fichra, ubia any aji, nipa kuta bre, kuta, a friend is saying, and him a to Hosanna, his Hosanna. Na Hosanna no e yakwa koye shisheye anase nieme bia nipadie siho. But Hosanna, and as a Palm Sunday celebration, it's not just any form of celebration. I wish I can flow. It is not just any celebration, but it's an institution of God for man to come into realization, or man to experience the love of God. Now, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? We understand from the pages of the scriptures that God is the source of love. God is the source of love. In John chapter number 15, verse number 9, there we saw Jesus speaking. Concerning the Father's love. The Father's love.
Said the Ejano Adomino.
You see, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Therefore, continue ye in my love. Jesus talked about the Father's love as the source of love. There are many kinds of love, but there is only one source of true love, the love that comes from God. You must understand that God is love. God is love, and love is God. You cannot separate God from his love. He is God because he is love. And he is loved because he is God. He cannot be lesser than the love that makes him who he is. God is love. The scriptures make us to understand also in 1 John. Pastor, if you have it, just go quickly. 1 John
4:8.
Go on. The one who does not love doesn't know Jesus or doesn't know God. God is love.
16.
He that loveth not, I say that, and he have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. Tap somebody and say, God is love.
God is love.
So God cannot be different from who he is. And he is love. He is love. He is love. He is love. In his love, we see his love manifesting in various forms. God's love manifests through His power. Anytime you see the power of God being demonstrated, it's an indication of God's love. Anytime you see the faithfulness of the Lord, the psalmist says that morning by morning, new mercies we see. He says that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and his faithfulness endureth forever. Anytime you embrace the mercies of God, you are embracing the love of God. So the love of God manifests or is expressed through his power, his mercies, his faithfulness, his presence, even that is with us, makes us know that God is love. Tell somebody, God is love. But you must understand that, I hope everybody is getting me today. Yes, we must understand that because God is love, God exists in himself as having fellowship and having communion and relationship in love with himself. So the point I want to make is that God is in love with God. God is in love with God. God is in love with God. When we're talking about the triune God, we're talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God is in love with God because God the Father loves the Son. And God the Son also loved the Father. And God the Son also loved the Holy Spirit. So there's that kind of love that exists even between God. Even before creation, he said that let us make man in our own image. And let us create man in our likeness. The love that existed between Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, saw even the creation of man in the image of God. He said, behold, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. It takes a son to look like the Father. It takes the son to actually be like his Father in the image and in his likeness. So the love that existed between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit saw the creation of a man. And the Bible say that, and the man became a living soul. But that notwithstanding, let's chuck it somewhere. We'll maybe come back to that. I'm going somewhere. Tap somebody and say, I'm going somewhere. Is anybody following me? But I want you to understand that you cannot understand the love of God without understanding the love that God has for his Son. You cannot understand the love of God until you come to understand the love that exists between the Father and the Son. Now, Jesus made a very profound statement. I hope you have the scripture. Put it right there. Let's go. Jesus made a profound statement somewhere in his presentation in the book of John chapter 14, verse 31 and John 3, 35. Give those scriptures to me. John 14, 31. Jesus said something. Now he says, but that the world may know that I love the Father. Say, we are singing now, but who said, me, Yesu, nyan coupon, a ja oba, no, nyame oba, me do, nyame eja. Is somebody understanding? Jesus is speaking and he says that the world may know that God the Son loves God the Father. So there's a love that existed between God the Father and God the Son. And it is such a great love. It's such a wonderful love. It's such a pure love. It's a love that cannot be quenched. It is a love that cannot be measured. It is a love that is so deep and so wide. It's a love that is so strong and so powerful. God loved the Son. The Son loved. In the other words, give me the John chapter 3, verse number 35. There Jesus also made a very profound statement and said that the Father loved the Son and had given all things. Can I push this further? The Father loved the Son and has given what? all things a janon so a do obano na wa manu nye menina enuntino odobi eti eja ene obano entem eja Yesu Christo adansi die monsoni yehunu ni se o ka safa hon kron kron hono osishwe minyamu nyanka nemu metsuma ochitafobi a ono eno obeba abebuwa monye menina sa ochitafo ono ka hila kasa or the same kind or the same intina eda na Christo wo eme echano sa dono hon kron kron so wo ema echano amen ena Yesu wo sa dono bin so ma hon kron kron intina wo mo mi en san tem no odo kesye bi e dedi e wo mo tem. Oh my God, I wish I can push this further. Is somebody ready for me? So why e dia kra na so fo ki kan odo eja obani odo it means say you perceive you hunu a jani doa or say one shot or do qua a jano dia doye. See a perceive you hunu a jani doa or one mammy new meanwhile. Yen shesen ye a jano a door or banner. A quire an assent pempensua a jano door or banner. Sa quina sooner a jano domino meano. Say a jano door or banner. Nani domo a nisha shabia. Ne dono son. Ne dono e mudo ne dono ubiantimin sesa e dono e podi kosi o woma sa e do krona e jani di don e bano sa e dono e no woma minumi e no yesu adansi mo se e jano e don o bano enti odinye menyina e shene sa e da o nyankupon e woma yesu no sa do krona no woma o. Sometimes you come into place and you realize that it looks like God doesn't love you. Come here and say, Nyankopon, would you or no? That is a lie. If God loved the Son, then the same intensity that He loved the Son, that's the same level of love He has for you. So 1 John 3:1, the prophet said, behold, and I want kind of say, I'll say, shay. Huh? I say, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. I say, Moshe, cast will be here and say, cast will be here and say, yeah, I'm talking to you, cast will be here and say, Ma, Moshe, eh? We become so here, no, we are there. Say, oh, hey, anyone here? Ma, Moshe. Listen. Nyankopon pese o chire wo edwa o de do. Na the only measure adia o de Yesu su dia. Amo hu se wo do wo pa ni se o se hwe me ba Yesu. Hwe me ba Yesu. Adin ti na yen hwe Yesu. Every say Yesu Christo ono na eja no edo no. The Bible says that He is the only begotten Son of the Father. You want to know how deep God loves you? Listen, we must come to understand that God dwells in love. He fellowship in love. That is why even among the Godhead, it is love that has brought them together. They are in love with one another. And God looked down one day, sat in the heavens. He looked down and saw chaos and saw confusion and saw frustration over the surface of the earth. How the devil is tormenting men and how all men are leading to judgment. Wow, how they are going to face the wrath of God. The wrath of God is against everyone. And then God sat down and by his love, he said that no way, I will not allow that which I have created in my own image and in my likeness to go waste. I will not allow the devil, Satan, to have his way by the love that I carry, by the love that I have. I will not see my people to destruction. I will not allow the enemy to have his free will. Something must be done. Something must take place. I cannot sit down. You see, the love of God is so deep and so wide to the extent that it goes beyond death.
It goes beyond there. So God sat down one day and said that I would do something about this. I'm going to create a people. I'm going to create a new species. I'm going to bring out a new crop of people. In fact, the old order didn't help. By reason of Adam, we fell from the glory of the Lord, and everything had turned down. All the things that God had programmed for man has been perverted, and it has been subjected to the devil. We have relieved our glory and our authority to the enemy, and now the enemy was having a field day and was doing everything possible. But God says that no way, something must be done. The devil must be stopped. I came to tell you that whatever is your challenge, whatever is your problem, there is an end to it, and that end is coming. God is not looking down so that you will be totally destroyed and you'll be totally confused. There is a way that seemed right, but God says that I'm coming through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Something is about to change in your situation. The world was in chaos. The world was in perplexities. Things are not working. But God said that I'm about to create a crop of new people. I'm about to select people. I'm about to create a new species. And this species, I'm going to focus my love on them. I'm going to actually feed them with my love. These people are going to be recipients of my love. And as they receive the love that I have for them, they will also in turn share the love. They will also in turn spread the love. As a matter of fact, love demands that it is shared or it is given out. Whoever has received love must also give it. Is somebody here with me? So he said that I will not sit down. I'm going to create a people who I am going to fill with my love. He said that what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of men. This is the kind of love that God saw and sent down Jesus Christ to this world. He came so that you and I will be free from the bondages of sin. We'll be free from the spiritual powers of darkness. We'll be free from poverty. We'll be free from barrenness. We'll be free from curses and anything that was holding us bound. Whatever the enemy has placed us in, as a matter of fact, he made us to be subjects to him, and we work like people who were bound to hell. But God says, I will reveal my love unto you. This thing will not continue. Let the love of God be shown. Let the love of God be demonstrated. Let the love of God spread abroad. I will send down my son. He said, behold, what manner of love, what manner of love, what manner of love. The epitome of the symbol of love is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So the Bible says that it came to pass in one day that Jesus Christ, when all things have come into the fullness of time and into accomplishment, when he had lived his life almost about 33 years old, the Bible said that it came to pass that the Father's purpose and plan to draw all men unto himself, and also to create a new species, a people who are liberated, a people who are free from the bondages of sin, a people who are accepted by the Lord, a people who will receive the love of God and also share the love of God. The Bible said at the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. In this world, he did so many things, did mighty miracles, did wonders. And it came to pass that the hour came that when he had to head towards Jerusalem in order to take his last journey, in order to enter Jerusalem once and for all, never to enter Jerusalem again, to win the battle and also to bring the agenda of God to love and to make people who will be full of love, people who will be able to express the love of God, people who will be able to show the nature of God right here on earth. Can I push this better? Is somebody understanding where I'm going? So the Bible makes it clear that everything that happened in But in the gospel according to St. Mark, chapter number 11, write everything, every single line, every single sketch, every single drama there was a symbolism of what Jesus was sent to do, the love of God that was supposed to be evident for people to see that the devil will not have his way anymore. No matter how long the issue has been, God is making a way for somebody. Everything that we have read concerning the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem is a symbolism of what Jesus came to do. Now let's push it. How many of you understand me? How many of you are following me? Now the Bible makes it clear. Just about some few days, give me Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11, also allow me to flow. He said, and when they came near to Jerusalem, unto a Bethphage, Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. Tap two people and say, two of his disciples. It's always about two. Come on, tell another person, it's always about two. I used to turn with two people there. It's always about two. God is about to send somebody. His life to this world is a mission. Life is a mission. To be a child of God is a mission. It's not just to sit one place and to offend for your own self and to gather for your own self. It's a mission. Life is a mission. Jesus was set on a mission and he had to send two people. Tell another person, is he sending you or not? Something is about to break forth. Is he sending you or not? And the Bible makes it clear, verse number 2. He sent forth two of his disciples and he said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. As soon as ye be entered, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never any man has sat. Oh my God. God, lose him and bring him. Tell somebody, lose him and bring him. Jesus gave us specific instructions that go right there into the village and go fight against you. And as soon as you enter the village, you will find a colt tied there. Tell somebody a colt. A colt is a symbolic of who we are when we didn't know Jesus. Who we are when the love of God had not been shown unto us. Our lives were tied to one place. We were tied like a goat ready to be slaughtered. Tied like a sheep without a shepherd. We're tied and all our lives have been tied up. Everything about us have been tied up. Our health is tied up. Our finances are tied up. Everything, our career, nothing seems to be working. We're tied like a goat or a colt. The Bible makes it clear. He said that you will find him there tied. And this goat, the good news is that no man has sat on it. I came to tell you something, that there were many things that came against you. There are many things that fought you. Even in the midst of your perplexities and your vexatious, things came up against you. But the good news is that they never sat on you. They only touched you. I came to tell you that of all that the enemy did, of all that could happen to you, you are still here. It is not sitting on you. Nothing is sitting on you. There comes a time that we go through a certain issue, and the issue is supposed to overwhelm us. The issue is supposed to drive us away. We are supposed to drown by the issue. But thank God we are here. It didn't sit on us. Not knowing we are getting ready for a better glory. That situation came so that we will be prepared for a better glory, for a better time. That Jesus' love is being shown upon our lives. Are there people here? Come on, give them a shout of praise. He never sat on me. Tell five people, he never sat on me. Oh, come on, let me hear the house on fire. He never sat on me. Sickness came against me, but he never sat on me. I was withdrawn from my workplace, but it never sat on me. I went through hardship, but it never sat on me. I lost my properties, but it never sat on me. I went through many difficulties, but it never sat on me. Not knowing, little did I know that I was being prepared for such a glory. I never knew the love of God until I went through what I went through. He had a good mindset for me. No matter where I was, he was thinking of me. Jesus, right there from Bethphage from Jerusalem, that's Bethphage, he could see from where he was that there was a coat tied somewhere. I came to tell you that your case is not worse. It doesn't matter where men have hidden you. It doesn't matter where you are located. Jesus said, I should tell you, he has seen you wherever you are. Is somebody here? He has seen you. He has located you right there where you are. He knows your problem. He knows your issue. He knows your burdens. And he has seen you. His love is reaching unto you. His love is reaching unto you. Men rejected you, but the love of God has located you. How possible can Jesus know that a cord has been tied somewhere? A cord has been tied. Come to think of it, people of God, how can Jesus be so mindful of a cord? A cord. Come to think of it, I wonder, Jesus didn't think of anything than a common animal tied somewhere. I came to tell you that you are more important than a coat. You are more better off than a coat. Therefore, he has a better thought of you. He has a better mindset for you. Your situation is not the worst. I see you coming out. As a matter of fact, Jesus has sent somebody to come and bring you out. Oh, are there people here? I see your helpers coming. They are on the way. Your helpers are coming. They are coming. I said they are coming. Who told you that you will ever remain the same? Who told you that that situation will never be changed? The devil is a liar. The love of God is being shown upon me. He cares so much about me. Even if he cares about the Frumuba, then he cares better about my life. So he told them that go to that village. You will find the coat tied right there. Come to think of it. Let me push it again. It takes the lesser to look for the greater. Is somebody here with me? But this is a situation where the greater is looking for the lesser. I don't know about you. The love of God is so strong in this house. Is somebody here with me? God loves you so much. Tell three people, God loves you so much. I'm not hearing you. God loves you so much. He loves you better than you even love yourself. He loves you better than the way your spouse will love you. He loves you better. Listen. How possible it takes us to look for a savior because of the situation we find ourselves. It takes us to look for healing because we are sick. It takes us to seek for deliverance because we are bound. But how possible that in the midst of our afflictions, in the midst of our difficulties, in the perplexities, the love of the Father has located us. And you know what? He's coming right for you. I said he's coming right for you. I said he's coming right for you. Your situation is never late. Your situation is never late. It's your time. I said it is your time. I said it is your time. They are coming for me. Come on, announce to five people, they are coming for me. I'm leaving this place. I'm leaving this situation. They are coming for me. They are coming for me. I'm no longer staying here. It is my time. The love of God. What manner of love? What manner of love? What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? He's coming for me. I'm no more sick. He's coming for me. I'm no more bound. He's coming for me. Yeah. 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 Somebody shout yeah. Can I push this further? The Bible says that this colt was tied right at the crossroad. Sometimes that is how life seems to be. We get confused and we don't know whether to move to the left or move to the right. We are confused about which choice we should make, whether we should marry this person or not to marry this person, whether to take the appointment or never to take the appointment, whether to leave the church or to stay the church. Sometimes we are torn in between two things. We are confused in life. As a matter of fact, for those who are in first service, we are found in the valley of decisions. Our life is so frustrated to the extent that we are torn. The Bible says in verse number 3, the Bible says, he said unto them, go your way to the village. Go to verse, the next verse, please. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. He said that if any man say it of you, say that he, the Lord has need of you straight away, he sent them, go back to the fourth verse. I want to push that, that agenda. And they went forth their way and found the colt tied by the door with in a place where two ways met. That is the point. The colt was tied at the crossroad. At the crossroad, if you're not lucky and there is no traffic light, anything can happen to you. There's always confusion at the crossroad when there is nobody to direct traffic. Is somebody here with me? And that is the level of which our life were subjected to. We were found in a crossroad. Had it not been the love of Jesus, some of us would have taken a wrong stand. Some of us would have taken a wrong turn. Had it not been by the love of Jesus, some of us would be drinking by now. In fact, you have drunk to the point that you cannot drink anymore. Even when you drink, you will never get booze. If it had not been by the love of God, we would have taken the wrong turn. We would have married the wrong person. We would have taken the wrong job. Jesus came through. You know what? While he stands at the crossroad, is somebody here? Now listen to me. While he stands at the crossroad, remember, the Bible said that there was an open door right in front of him. But two things were happening. One, he was tied. And therefore, he can't enter into an open door. An open door is an open opportunity. Is it not amazing that sometimes we see the opportunity right there, but yet we are not able to enter? We know that this is for us. But before we say Jack, somebody else have taken it. We can see that this, we are almost there. I deal with the yedia, akaka krani and saka. Oh, becoming sir. I deal with the abemewe. But before we realize, then that opportunity had eluded us. The Bible says that he was tied at a crossroad in front of a door. Sometimes we miss our opportunities. We miss our time. All because we are tied up. Tied to the society. Tied to traditions. Tied to certain things. Our mindset is tired. Everything is tied up. And therefore, we are never free. We are never free. At the crossroad, he was confused. And isn't that amazing? There are times that he tries to enter, forgetting about the rope that is tiring him. And as much as he's trying to get free, the more the rope pins and fastens harder to suffocate the very life he wants to let go. Sometimes we try so hard by our strength. We do all the connections, the things we know how best to do. In fact, some of us are smart people. We are smart when it comes to moving and maneuvering our way to make ends meet. But as much as we try, the rope fastens harder and it draws us back. Many times when we take two steps, we move four steps backwards. There's always a deficit in our lives. But in the midst of this, Jesus has seen us. I don't know about you. He has seen us. I said he has seen you. In the midst of your frustration, he has seen you. The better you try to be, the harder the situation gets. Something is about to drop. I said something is about to happen. The Bible makes it clear. Jesus gave two most profound statements in two words. He says, lose him and let him go. If we stand here on a Palm Sunday, the love of God is made perfect. Amen. What is the love of God? Lose him and let him. Lose him and let him go. I want you to know that from the theological perspective, it is not possible. A sacrifice has to be made. A price has to be paid. Lose him and let him go. It is possible. That is why Jesus said that if anybody should ask you, why are you taking it? Tell the person he has a need for the Lord. In other words, the Lord has paid every bet. Ayasa. He has paid every price that is supposed to be paid for the cold to be released. Because you can't just go and release somebody's cold and bring it. How? For some reason, that's why I'm telling you that everything is a pictorial drama to prove the love of God and the intention of God. Why Jesus came. And Jesus, the measure of God's love, the purposes of God concerning your life be revealed. So the price that Jesus had to pay is to demonstrate that I'm going to Jerusalem to die on the cross. And my blood is going to be used as a currency that is going to pay off every debt that the cult owe. Whatever the price for that cold to be set free, I am ready and willing to pay. So lose him and let him go. Beloved, we stand at the threshold of salvation. We stand at the threshold of redemption. We are saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are who we are because the Father sent forth the Son, the love of God. And the love of God that was a love of sacrifice. The Bible says that whilst we were yet sinners, even Christ died for us. He laid down his life and he purchased our sins on the cross. And by reason of that, you and I must never be bound anymore. You must never be poor anymore. You must never be under curse anymore. You must never be confused and be frustrated anymore. The price has already been paid. So it is time for me to be loose. It is time for me to be loose. It is time for me to be free. If we are remembering the Palm Sunday, I came by the word of the Lord. It is the reminder of your freedom. It is the reminder of your freedom. No price is to be paid anymore. Lose him and let me. I am a free person. I am a free man. Let me tell you, everything that the enemy has placed on me as a charge, anything that I owe him, to the extent that all the work that I do was for him, now there is a new order, there is a new dispensation. God is creating a new species, a crop of people who are experiencing the love of God even in the midst of their situation. Lose him and let him go. Lose my finances and let me go. Lose my marriage and let me go. Lose my health and let me go. I am no more under bondage. I am no more under any palm of spell. Come on, announce to 5 people, lose me and let me go. I said 5 people, how can you sit and tell 5 people, lose him and let me go? I said lose him and let me go. Lose my finances. Can somebody pray, lose my finances? Lose my marriage. Lose my children. It is time. Jesus has paid the price. Lose my husband. Can somebody pray? Continue to announce to them. Lose them. Come on, lose them. Come on, lose them. Come on, tell them, lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Jesus has paid it all. He has paid the price. He has paid the price. Lose him. Come on, lose him. Come on, lose him. Are there people losing? If you understand the love of God, you will never stay under bondage anymore. I said the price has already been paid. How can somebody pay a price and for you to live and pay for that same price? That is not possible. We call it double jeopardy. You cannot pay for the same price again. It has been paid already. Come on, declare that I'm loose. Loose me and let me go. Loose my children. Loose my marriage. Loose my finances. Loose my career. Loose my children. It is time for me to go. It is time for me to go. Come on, declare, 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 declare. It is time. Hush. It is time.
I'm free. I'm loose.
No more confusion. No more confusion. No more confusion.
I'm free. I'm free.
I'm
walking freedom.
Lose me. No more bondage. 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 What manner of love has the Father bestowed? Lose me. No more spare. Lose me. No more failure. Lose me. No more heart attack. Lose me. No more depression. Lose me. Lose me. Lose me. Come on, there is liberty in the house. 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 Lose me.
Rosanda Manaya, I'm free. My marriage is free. My finances is free. My children is free.
Lose me!
I'm walking in my liberty. I'm free by the blood of Jesus. I'm free forever in the name of Jesus. I'm free forever because of the blood.
Lose me!
I'm free. Roshandaya, Roshitoria, my spirit is free, my soul is free, my body is free, my mind is free, in the name of Jesus, because of the blood, Jesus has paid a price, so now I'm free, I'm walking my freedom, I'm walking my liberty.
I see a crop of new people right now. You are losing yourself. You are coming out from that car. Lose me.
I have my total freedom. I am a total liberty. Total freedom. Total liberty. Total freedom. I'm free.
Now get seated. Get seated. Get seated. Go to the next verse quickly. The Bible says, they loosed him and they asked, where are you taking this? Let me tell you something. People will always love you so long as they know that you are not moving anywhere. Nobody will question your integrity or question your movement once they know you are not going anywhere. This cord has been tied all this while. Nobody dared ask anything. Until they saw that some liberty, some freedom. Beloved, it is time to break away from the odds. People will fight you when you want to make it. People will try to stop you when the master is calling for you. There is a higher call over your life. Let me tell you, your life is not to sit at that place and waste away. Your life is not to please the populace. Your life is not just to be at one place static and not to move forward. God is calling you to a higher place. There is a higher place of glory for you. There's a higher place of riches for you. There's a higher place of honor for you. I came to tell you that you have been where you are for too long a time. It is time to understand the love of God and break free from the traditions of men. Some of us are relying on the traditions. This is how my father did it. This is how my mother did it. This is how my uncles have been doing it. This is how we do it in this village. This is how we do it. Somebody must be exceptional. So long as they are not seeing any improvement in your life, nobody will question about you. Nobody will even seek to care about you. That is how life is. You know your friends when you are tired. You know the true lovers when you are tired. When they see you with handcuffs, nobody wants to be your friend. Nobody wants to associate themselves with you. All because you are losing. All because you are not making it. Life has become difficult for you. But you know what? You are the right candidate that the master is calling and is looking for. Those that have been rejected, those that have been depressed, those that have been handcuffed, those that nobody wants to have anything to do with them, you are the right person. If you are here and you are going through anything in life, I came to tell you that you are the right candidate. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. Can I push it better, my boy? I said, you are the right candidate for God's glory. Amen. Weeping will not endure. Weeping will only endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. I came to tell you that whether they like it or not, the master is calling me. I am moving. Whether they question me or not, I am on my way to glory. I am on my highway. This morning, are there people on your highway to glory? Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Tell 5 people I'm on my way. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what you tell me. I'm on my way. The master is calling me to the higher place of praise. I will never remain the same. I will never remain the same. I will never remain the same. God is calling me. The love of God is calling me. The love of God is calling me. I understand those who love me. When I went through that situation, I saw that all that men were saying was a liar. Let every man be a liar and let God alone. And let God alone. They said all kinds of things against me. But that was a lie. Now I know that God loves me better. Because in the midst of my situation, when nobody wanted to have anything to do with me, I quite remember when I left the banking job and everybody knew what has happened to Obed. And when I came home, I thought I still have friends. I thought I still have friends. But these were people that I even helped, that sometimes I covered them at the workplace. I helped them to avoid troubles. I didn't know that they were fake people until I got into trouble. I came home. I'll pick a call. I'll pick a phone. Oh, Charlie, help me. Charlie, what happened? Oh, Obed, Charlie. I'll call you. Don't worry, I'll call you. Till today. Let me tell you, don't settle for less. Don't give a damn to what people say. I want to drive this into your spirit. There is a higher call. Let me tell you, where you are is not where you belong. Oh, you missed it. I said, where you are. Oh, I think I'm talking to only a few people here. I said, where you are is not where you belong. There is a higher call. There is a glory coming to you. God will call you not to shame you. He will call you not to destroy you. He will call you not to fail you. But he will call you and glorify. Come on, tell 3 people, my glory is coming. Come on, my glory. My glory. My glory. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. My glory. Let me tell some people here. Are there tired people here? Do you know that you are tired for such an appointed time? Listen, some of you would have missed your blessing had it not been the tiring. Can I push this further? Listen, men thought that they tied you, but little did they know that it was a waiting period
for such a glory. Come on, announce to 5 people, my glory is coming. It is time for my glorification. It is time for my glorification. It is time for my glorification. Come on, come on. If you are sitting, be on your feet. If you are seated, be on your feet. This is not a time to lose out. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is high. The power of God is active. I cannot lose this. Listen, perchance,
this is my only opportunity. This may be my only opportunity. This may be my only. I miss many opportunities, but I will not miss this one. Okay. I will never miss this one. So they took the colt and brought it to Jesus. You know the reason why? No one has ever sat on it, because it was prepared for such a glory. I want to drop this and drop it again. No matter what the devil throws at you, no matter what he's doing against you, it will never stand. You didn't hear me. I said it will never stand. They may try to take your car. They may try to affect your child. They may try to take your job. They may try to destroy your businesses. They may try everything that they would want to do. As a matter of fact, it will seem that he's winning. But that devil is a liar. It will never stand. Oh, I prophesy, no matter what fights you, it will never stand. It will never stand. It will never stand.
You are earmarked for glory. You are earmarked for glory. Prepared by every good work for the master's use. Is somebody here with me? Nothing has sat on it. Nothing has sat on it. They actually touched him, but they couldn't sit on him. Ah, they sat. Oh, they said they touched.
It means that sickness came, but they couldn't sweep him off. You don't know why you have survived what you have survived. The sickness that killed others, is you are still living with it.
Hey, it's because it touched you, but it didn't sit on you. God has earmarked you for such a glory. Is somebody here with me?
And you know what? Here comes the love of God. He said, behold, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us. In other words, see Jesus, how I love Jesus. That's the same way I'm loving you. So bring the colt and let me sit. Sit on it. To sit on it means to take over, to work through, to move with it. Therefore, our bodies have become vessels of honor, where the God that we know, who loves us, has come to sit. The reason why we celebrate Palm Sunday is that the love of God is sitting on you. Sitting. Anytime you experience the love of God, what follows is glory. So the Bible says, while Jesus
sat a court. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the women from Jerusalem and the village along the streets, all of them started lining up. Some brought their clothes. They laid it down, and some brought palm fronds and started. Wait. Now listen. How possible that a rejected colt, a depressed and perplexed with all kinds of vicissitudes, could now be walking on a red carpet? No, is somebody catching the picture? They thought they were laying it for Jesus, but Jesus never slept on it. It was rather the rejected call. Today, I don't know about you. If you think your case is over, you haven't seen anything yet. Something is about to break loose over you. The glory of God is coming so strong upon you that men will lay carpets for you. You will lay gold as dust, and you are going to walk on it. You think you are poor. From today, you are going to walk on gold. Is somebody here with me? Now, when Jesus sits on you, you walk in glory. The love of God came to bring us out of shame into our glorious destiny. I don't know about you. You can allow him to sit on you. You will never walk in shame in your life. As we remember this day, you can allow Jesus to sit on you. And you will never be ashamed. Listen, he walked not on barefoot as in bare ground, but what a glory that means to me, Senewine. Ne eradi, I am see.
Hallelujah.
And they can't nipa and numb red carpet to swear. Me a fnumu bain so. Let me tell you, the reason why you don't need to give up in life is that you don't know where God is taking you. Some of you are giving up in your misery, in your confusion. But little do you know that the Lord has prepared you for such a time like this. Your glory is showing forth. I said your glory is showing forth. Your glory is showing forth. Now the Bible says some of the women also lifted up palm fronds and leaves, and they started shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. You know what? It is symbolic. Why not any other tree? Why not any other plant? Why not any other leaf? But in the palm front. Can I have one? I put my one on the altar. Quickly, let me get it. Thank you. Now the Bible says, if you don't have one, get one right now. Adamema ubia. Somebody's blessed. Well, Madam Fanuntu de Jabako.
Hallelujah.
By revelation. Is somebody following me? Please let your attention come here. The word is more important. Please let your attention come here, everybody. Are you focused now? Everybody look here. By implication, they were weaving it and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Wow. Hosanna is the highest. The reason why they picked the palm front is that, Lord, look at us. Lord, see us. We are as weak. We are as weak as the slave. If you don't help us, there is nothing that we can do. You are our help. You are our strength. Hosanna. Hosanna means, Lord, save us now, not tomorrow. So by revelation, they were not just hailing Jesus, but they were prophesying, they were praying. Our lives are like this. Can you feel this? What can you use this to do? It can't even kill a fly. No, can it kill a fly? That is saying that, Lord, we are as weak as this. Not until you humble yourself and allow the love of God to come to you, you will not receive the glory that you are expecting. Lord, save us now. Lord, save us now. As you wave it, let it be your prayer. Lord, save us now. Come on, Lord, save us now. Whatever your situation, Lord, save us now. Come on, let it be your prayer. I am like this lady. I cannot help myself. Lord, save us now. Lord, save us now. Lord, save us now. Come on, wave it. Come on, wave it.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294. Or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church. Manor fed, manor satisfied.